Hello and welcome to Stringecast episode 42.
Don't treat me like a princess.
And why not will be clear later. But how are you?
I am good. I think we're all a lot better now that the weather has cooled down.
Relieved, I would say.
Yes.
It was just ridiculous.
It was too hot. Too hot. And I hate it when people say, oh, we shouldn't complain because it won't last long and then it will be cold again. But there's just too much. London is not made for it.
Nope. Yeah. And I did see an article the other day that said something about why your house will not get air conditioning in the UK. And I don't remember what it said because I actually think I just saw the headline but didn't read it. Oh. But it was depressing, so I didn't.
No. Well, it's a lot of money and it's a lot of investment. And to be fair, we don't have that level of heat for that long.
Nope.
To warrant air conditioning.
Yeah, it'd be a big outlay.
Yeah.
You know what? Mm-hmm. It's okay. Because we got each other.
Yeah.
My non-princess.
Absolutely.
And like you said before we started recording, I should treat you more like a queen instead. So I can do that.
That is fine.
And my week has been quiet. There was something, but I've forgotten what it was. I mean, I went and came back from Liverpool. That was good, actually. Yeah, did have a good time there. Saw some people that I may not see ever again. And that's really sad when you have to say bye to people. But we'll stay in touch because, you know, the world is interconnected thanks to digital. So it's not the end of the line or anything. But it's just sad when you finish something and that's it.
Yeah.
But yeah, apart from that, it's been quite quiet, really. Just this kind of time where we are now is quite cool because you can breathe again.
Temperature-wise.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I've done so much housework in the last couple of days because I can actually do stuff.
Yeah.
Before, it was just too hot, wasn't it? No one was sleeping. Everybody's a bit grumpy. The kids can't sleep.
Yeah. And then we have a downstairs bathroom, which we think is quite funny. Because when it's boiling hot outside, it's the coolest room in the house.
Yeah, and it's then, got no windows.
There's no windows.
It keeps cool, yeah.
And then the day after, it was hot. And we all went, well, individually, of course, because that'd be weird. We went in and we all remarked on the fact that it was really hot.
Yeah. Everywhere else had cooled down because we'd had the windows open, let the fresh air in. But obviously that room doesn't have that.
No.
So that was the little sauna of the house.
It was very strange. Our house is honestly like a microclimate. If you walk in the living room, when it's hot, it's boiling, and the rest of the house is okay. And when it's not, it's comfortable, isn't it? And then you sit on the stairs, and there's a breeze that comes down from upstairs, and it's freezing.
Mm. Yeah, and the bedrooms, they get stuffy.
Because they're directly above the living room where all the electronics are, and then the heat rises. And the kids' room is above the kitchen.
Also, there's so many electronics in there with Jake and all of his computers. That heats up that little room and, you know, it's not the biggest of rooms for two of them. And
no.
Yeah.
But you know what? Before we carry on, you had a bus story, didn't you? If you can remember it. I don't know if you can remember it. I think it was possibly even 2 weeks ago now, but there was a bus story. I remember it. It was about a box of chocolates.
So I got on the bus coming home. A week or two ago. It was when you were away. So it was the morning that you were away. And that particular bus, I get off the stop before the end. And as I got on, at the front of the bus, there's like, I don't know what's inside. It's just like a built-in part, which is sort of waist height. And there's a box on there with newspapers and stuff. Anyway, there was one of those really big boxes of Ferrero Rochers.
They normally contain 42.
Yeah, the mixed ones as well, which is really, like, you don't get the dark ones, and I know how much you like them. And it was sat there. There was nobody else around. There was only a couple of people at the back. There was no one else. And it was, I could see, like, there was the tag on it. It was unopened everything. And I was like, oh, my goodness. Someone's obviously forgotten them. And I was having this inner turmoil. Do I take them with me? Because I know how much you like the dark ones. Or do I leave them for the bus driver? And then I thought, oh, I don't know. There was just something about him that didn't look like he would be a Ferrero Rocher
kind of guy.
Yeah, I don't know.
You can tell, like, can't you, by looking sometimes.
I don't know. I was having this real turmoil with myself. Should I? Shouldn't I? What do I do? Obviously, I didn't want to pick them up in front of everyone because that would be really obvious. So I was still thinking about it. And then this lady got on. older lady sat down with her all of her bags right by where these chocolates were, because I was sat opposite them. She sat right next to them. And I saw her clock them, and her eyes actually widened when she saw them.
Oh, man.
And then the rest of the, she sort of like went towards them and then stopped. And then she was looking, and she was looking at me and then looking at the box and then looking again. And I was like, okay, well, that's it. I'm never going to be able to pick them up unless she gets off before me. And then we were both, I think, getting off at the same stop, but she got up really slowly and then put her bag right next to the box. And I thought, well, there's no way now. And I had to get off. Obviously, she was waiting for me to move.
There you go.
So that she could then pick them up and take them.
Mission Impossible chocolates.
Yeah. So unfortunately, I did not bring the Ferrero Rocher home for you.
That's okay.
I know.
Amazon, but you sell them for the fairly dark cheap.
Ones. Yeah, but you have to get the mixed box, and the white ones no one in our house likes because they're covered in coconut.
Yeah.
So it always feels like I never buy those ones because it feels like a waste. You know?
Exactly.
But anyway. So
if you message a random word to do with chocolate at some point, you may receive coconut chocolates in the post. But you also might not, so don't count on it. Just see who's listening. Right, so it's quiz question time, quiz or answering question. Time, I suppose.
Yeah. So last week's question was, mostly eaten with the traditional Valencian drink of horchata? Horchata? Horchata.
Did you ever find out?
No, I didn't. What are fartons? And we actually did have a response. Really good response on YouTube, a comment on YouTube, where the person explained they knew what they were, explained what they were. So the options were sweet cakes, spicy chilies, or salty nuts.
Right.
And the answer is sweet cakes. And this person explained that they're like a long, thin pastry, almost a cross between a donut and a croissant.
Very cool.
Yeah, they sound really nice.
You need to make them now.
Oh,
maybe in the air fryer or something.
That might be a bit of a stretch, but you know.
You don't want to try making fartons?
Probably not.
Come on, get your fart on.
Oh gosh. Okay. This week's question.
Which is kind of good timing because today is July the 4th.
It is. So for all our US friends, listeners.
Happy Brit Avoidance Day.
Wow.
Yeah.
What is the only US state that can be typed in using only one row of a standard QWERTY keyboard?
Ooh.
Yeah.
See, I had some thoughts, but I'm not. Oh, okay. Right.
You can have a think about that.
Yeah, I've just worked it out.
Cool.
Yeah, I feel semi-smart now.
Well done.
And the answer is salad.
I've eaten so much salad this week because it's been so hot.
I tried to think one day when I was lying asleep, you know, like half asleep, because they make you do all this kind of stuff in IT. And I was thinking, what's the longest sentence I could type all on one row? And I was thinking of things like a glass lass had a glad salad.
Wow.
Stupid stuff like this.
I wouldn't even know all of the letters that are on one row.
That's because you don't touch type.
No, that's true.
A lot of sighted people don't. They just kind of hunt and peck and get it right. Or thumb type nowadays.
Oh, what, on the phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do that.
You used to be good at touch typing because when you had a netbook, you would do that a lot. In fact, we were discussing netbooks online the other day. Not you and I, but on Mastodon, there's a guy who's doing a challenge. And he's got the old NC10 netbooks we used to have, the Samsung NC10 netbooks from 2009.
Oh, wow.
And he dug one out because he had one, and he went back and put Windows XP on it. And that's a very, very old operating system now, so it's very hard to use in modern day. So, like, your browsers don't work properly and all the apps that you would expect to use. Mm. So he's been doing the XP 30-day challenge to see how he gets on. It's been quite interesting reading.
What did we even do with ours?
Well, you would do, like...
No. I mean, what did we do with them?
Like, oh, right.
Did they just break and we got rid of them? I don't remember.
I gifted one to my brother. Yeah. And I'm not sure 100% what happened to the other one.
No.
That's actually weird because you don't normally miss. We don't normally misplace things.
No, I don't remember. I just thought it would be really fun to have shown
to show Jake.
The kids. Yeah,
I love the keyboard on those. I really enjoyed the typing experience on those tiny machines. I got really good at it.
Yeah.
It's excellent.
They were cute.
They were. Oh boy, tangents already. So where are we this week and what are we talking about and why am I not supposed to treat you like a princess?
We are talking about princess treatment and I came across this on a TikTok video and it was actually, I actually haven't seen the original video from the creator that came out with this term that it's all centered around. And I don't even think it's online anymore in that context on TikTok.
Okay.
But it did spark a big backlash against her and against what she was saying. And so I then saw a lot of videos talking about it. So this creator made this video talking about basically how she lives her life, her and her husband.
Yeah.
And that she expects and receives princess treatment. And that is the term for it. And it includes things like him taking full responsibility for booking everything. So, you know, booking, reserving when to go out to a restaurant. When they go to that restaurant, her not having any communication or acknowledging the hostess, the wait staff.
Not even making eye contact, you said.
No, well, that's what I had heard and that's what I've read in articles, but I think she has since said, oh no, well, I wouldn't be rude, because there was obviously a lot of backlash for people saying, well, that's just really rude to ignore somebody when they're talking to you. So there's a little bit of a discrepancy there. But from what I understood at the beginning, that's what it included. So he will choose an order for her. He will basically make all of the decisions. He will decide what they're eating, when they're eating. He will...
Oh dear.
Yeah.
It when feels like reverse misogyny, and I just don't care for it.
When they're at home, he'll do, you know, he'll tie her shoelaces if she doesn't want to do that. He will carry her around if she doesn't want to be, you know, doesn't want to walk. I mean, the list is endless.
Dear but female friends, please that, tell me you're up in arms about this.
Along with that, she is still a mother and a stay-at-home mum. So she's still maintaining a house. I'm sure that with that comes cleaners and help, but it wasn't ever stated that she doesn't do anything around the home. But there was this definite undertone of she
expects
but allows him, I guess, to take the reins when it comes to any decision making. And a lot of what she was saying was that this encouraged and allowed her to be more feminine and to encourage him to be more masculine.
Oh, gosh.
So there is that thought of if you are... Also, there was the being softly spoken and the clothes that you wear. It's all very feminine. There's no challenging him. Just giving up. Oh, sorry, I've just hit the mic. See, I get so angry. Just beat the mic up. Giving him almost complete control in that respect. And she would never see it like that, I guess. She would never say, oh, I'm giving him all the control. So what it seems to be is that she wants him to be as masculine as possible and having a say in where they go, what they do, how they do it, what she eats, gives him that sort of power, I guess, to be masculine.
I couldn't think of anything worse.
Exactly.
So I'm going to pick like steak for you in the restaurant, yeah? And tomatoes, sun-dried tomatoes.
Yeah.
Pineapple on pizza. Just sue me now.
So I did write down like a couple of quotes of what she is said to have said from an article that I read. If I'm in a restaurant with my husband, I do not talk to the hostess. I do not open any doors. I do not order my own food.
Shall we include a link to this?
Yeah, we can. I mean, there's multiple where it all says the same, but yeah, absolutely. We can definitely Definitely do that. She'll just stand there while her husband checks her coat, you know, checks with a reservation, all of those things. And she said, this isn't about me being better or thinking that I'm better than them. I just don't need to talk to them.
Wow.
So she said, you're letting your husband take the lead and be masculine. She says, of course, I say thank you and I smile to whoever is serving us, which that's where the contradiction was, because there was another part that I had seen or read, I can't quite remember, where it said that she doesn't make eye contact with them. So I don't know if perhaps it's in different settings. Maybe when they are, say, checking their coats or coming into the restaurant, she doesn't make eye contact.
Yeah.
But when somebody is physically placing food in front of her, then she says, thank you.
I have so many thoughts about this.
She says, I'm not mute the entire evening. I'm just talking about two very small interactions the whole night. So, yeah, that also she said, the most elegant, lovely women are often soft-spoken and don't overspeak. They're not loud. They're not going to be laughing loudly, talking loudly, or demanding the attention of the room. She says, you're already having so much to do, and your brain is constantly already on as a housewife / stay-at-home mum. So in these little moments, it's really just so lovely to let your husband do that for you. It makes me feel special and over the top taken care of.
Do you not see how this is detrimental to your child?
Also to just the rights of women, because you're putting out this expectation that women should be quiet. It's that seen and not heard.
It's very cotton wool.
What I thought was really interesting, and I saw a psychologist talking about this, and she was saying that it's an avoidance of adult life.
Ooh,
so,
that's
which
deep.
Really, really interesting. So,
I have, you know, I reference him quite often. Mm. My good friend, Malik.
Yes.
Kamar. All right. And I suspect that he will check this out at some point and have some very interesting, because he is a psychology student.
Yeah, that would be super interesting.
I'd love to know what he thinks about this kind of thing.
Definitely.
And also, even more so now I think about it, because if I'm not mistaken, he comes from a country where they have the caste system. So it's possible that he has seen or will see this kind of behavior in a different setting.
Yeah.
Right? So that's generally not how we behave in the West. I mean, obviously, some people do, but things are different in other countries.
Yeah.
So maybe he will say, actually, that's kind of normalized and expected that women are still...
certain cultures,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, exactly. And I really... I wonder now.
Yeah.
But I can tell you, pretty much because I know how they think, at least somewhat, that I would imagine Tara and Marie and Shay listening to this as female, you know, independent blind women. Probably quite livid to have a man to even think of doing those things.
The majority of women are, you know, really disturbed by the things that she's saying, and the fact that it's such a big step backwards.
Yeah.
I did think it was really interesting what this psychologist was saying, you know, this avoidance of adult life. And there is, I guess, an argument for, well, sometimes it is a bit too much. You know, when you are running a house and you've got children and all of those things, sometimes you do, and I feel this, sometimes, you know, when you've got to make all the decisions for the family life and you've got so many things going on, you just want somebody else to say, do you know what, we'll have this for dinner. Or, do you know what, we're going to go here to this restaurant. But this is taking it so to the extreme.
Right.
That just the expectation, women are quiet.
Wouldn't you like
spoken, you
wouldn't
know?
You like to go to a restaurant and look at a menu and go, I don't have to cook that, but I want to eat that?
Yeah, I would be, if we sat at a restaurant and you said, right, even if you knew it was something that I liked, this is what you're having, I'm going to order for you. I would be really taken aback by that. I would be really shocked that you would feel the need to do that. And I also don't think it's my job and my need to make you feel masculine.
No.
And that's what she says, is it's making your husband feel masculine and encouraging him in that respect. That's not my job to make you feel that way.
That's a his problem, not a you problem or a me problem.
It's not. It's, you know, that's how you feel about yourself and how you conduct yourself. Not for me to say, you need to do these things because that's what makes you masculine.
The thing is, he clearly enjoys having that control and being the controller. And that speaks a lot to their relationship too.
Well, yeah. And there were people that say that this is also like, without going into too much depth, because obviously sometimes we have younger listeners, but sometimes this is considered a kink.
Right.
So there is that side to it as well. There is also the side that this is incredibly controlling behavior and
That's
can be a form of abuse.
Yeah.
And that the spin that she is putting on it is how she justifies it for herself. But just the idea of having to, I don't want to say give control to you, because that's not.
Well, it would be. You'd be handing control to me.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess it is.
Even
that.
If it's voluntarily, I don't care. I don't want it.
No.
I wouldn't dream of taking or demanding that from you anyway, because I think it's disgusting. Yeah, I've said it.
I mean, it's with these videos and with this particular woman, it's we never or it's never spoken about specifically what the husband thinks of this. Now, obviously, he partakes in it and enjoys it, and that's obviously how their relationship is. But there is no, like, there's no his side to it. You know, she doesn't obviously show videos of them together. This is just her talking about her life and how it is.
Yeah.
So I don't know whether the husband is the one that is encouraging this or started this, or whether this has just solely come from her.
Yeah, like who suggested it at first? How did it come about?
Yeah.
And that's what we don't know.
But also saying and expecting, you need to treat me like a princess. Oh, the words just make me cringe.
It's cringeworthy. And yeah. I promise I'm not going to do that.
I also, when you look at those things that she's expecting, they're not things that I would put with being a princess. If we're actually talking about a princess.
Right. What's your list?
There's not even a list, but I mean, you just, from what you see, what I imagine, you know, the information that we get fed about the royal families across the world, I'm not just talking about ours here, they seem like incredibly independent, strong women. Now, obviously, they have to, you know, abide by certain, there are rules and there are things that have to be done and ways and everything.
Sure.
But they are not scared, timid little women that don't make eye contact. They go out, they do incredible things all the time.
Princess Di didn't get where she was by being a timid woman.
No. And even the princesses now, you know, the things that they do are not sat there like little tiny flowers, unable to make eye contact, unable to walk around or tie their own shoelaces. I don't think they actually wear laces when they're out. You know what I mean?
Without permission of the husband.
Exactly. Right. There, that's just not what princesses are. And I know it's all just about the wording that she's chosen and everything, but it just, it's the wrong choice of words, I think.
And I think, like I say, it goes back to the children, their children or child or whatever they've got will grow up to believe this is a normal thing in every household, and it's not.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have a problem with that.
Yeah, because you are role models for your children. They look at your relationship and see, you know, rightly or wrongly, that's what should
happen.
A relationship should be about.
Yeah.
You know, we always talk about that, don't we? Like our kids.
Seeing how we behave
with
each other.
See how we are, absolutely.
And how we treat and talk to each other as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because communication is key.
Yeah. Not sitting there, unable to order your own meal in a restaurant.
Now, we did speak about when you and I are in a restaurant and the ease of you speaking for me, but me picking my meal, because you are placing an order for all of us.
Yeah.
Because you've maybe made a note of it or something. It's just easy. And I know that with big menus, I can think I want something and then forget what I wanted.
Yeah, but again, that's...
It's very different.
It is incredibly different because usually, you know, I'm ordering for myself and for the kids once they've chosen, once we've all chosen what we want. And yeah, I could say, right, you know, he's looking at you now. Do you want to say what you want? But it's just as easy for me to say,
sure,
oh, he'll have an orange juice and this pizza. Yeah, of course.
But I would also feel a bit weird, like you were, not on purpose, by the way, patronizing me.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be doing it.
No.
But it's he's looking at you now, you may speak.
Yeah, it's just, you know, but that's the difference. Obviously, we have you know, and anybody that has a relationship like ours, where one person is blind and one is sighted, you know, you are going to have to step in at times.
Of course.
To speak for that person is sometimes just to make it easier and quicker.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's not about me taking over. It's not about me saying, you can't make this decision, you can't do this. When you go out with just Jake to somewhere, he might speak or order food for both of you or start the, like, initialize that conversation because
he's making
the person is, exactly, the person is looking at you and you don't realize. So it's just that ease and it not becoming an awkward situation for you and the person that you're speaking to.
I was, funny enough, in a donut shop with Jake once, and I thought we're at the front of the queue and I thought they said, okay, what would you like? And I start talking. It's like, oh, no, this person in front.
Yeah.
That just really annoyed me.
Yeah.
Embarrassed me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was kind of a lesson. You think you are somewhere, you're not. It wasn't like a big deal or anything, but I just remember it.
No, I can understand that.
And I think if you are blind and you've had this situation and you're out with people, you may also do the same. You may speak for yourself all the time, and that's fine too. But I know, like, I'm happy to hand over the control for this very short amount of time. But if you think I'm asking you to tie my shoelaces, the answer is no.
Absolutely not. And vice versa, there is...
I mean, where does it stop?
There's very little that... we know I'm not great at asking for help for anything.
She's not.
I'm really not. Unless it's something I really, really cannot do.
Like opening a big jar.
And I will have tried really, really hard
yes.
to do that. But most of the time I am really bad at asking for help. So that's not going to be a thing. But the idea that you would want me to and expect me to just...
It defies, yeah. honestly, all common sense. I can't.
No, absolutely not.
We'll try it in a month, yeah? We'll be on the ship and we'll sit down at the restaurant and it'll be like a big meaty steak place. And I'll order you a massive sirloin and you'll eat it because it was ordered for you by your husband.
Yeah.
How about no?
Yeah, no. I also think, though, it's almost like it's quite childlike.
Yes,
to expect to have somebody else take, you know, going back to the avoidance of adult life, it is very childlike to expect even the term princess treatment. It's like when little girls dress up as princesses and, you right. know, it's just not.
But if you think in the comments that I'm being hypocritical by getting people to order for me, even though I picked my own food, you let me know, because genuinely, this is an interesting one. There may be people that just always do the talking, and that's cool. Like, you know, there's you know, totally blind couples, for example, like Alison and Richard. In that case, one of you's going to have to do the talking. Or maybe,
but that's different because you would have the waiter,
they would know.
Come to you and they would say, right, what can I get you? And then
yeah.
one of you would speak and the other one would speak. Do you know what I mean? That it would be a different dynamic.
Very.
Me speaking and ordering for the table is literally just me saying the words. It's not having made that choice or...
The decision for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? And we've had times where we've been places and I've said whatever it is that you're ordering and then they've asked questions and you've answered, they haven't asked the question and then I've asked you the question. So then, you know, you're still involved in that conversation. It's not...
You know, there is the other side of that, though, the side I don't like when we're out. When people exclusively look at you and go, what does he want?
Yeah.
Then I will step in and talk.
Yeah.
And I know lots and lots of other blind people have had this experience. Mm. Because they think we aren't competent enough to speak. Then we have a problem. Yeah. Very rarely does that happen with us, but I know it happens with lots of other people.
Yeah. It's a tricky one.
Yeah.
But I think you just, when you have a relationship, to have a successful relationship, you have to have equality. And having one person take control in that respect, that's not equal.
It is not.
Yeah.
There are exceptions to this. For example, if one party just does not feel comfortable speaking up in public for whatever reason,
anxiety, embarrassment,
then that's fine. Or maybe let's say they're severely dyslexic and they just can't read the things that they want. Then you'll help them decide and blah, blah. But this princess thing? Nah.
Yeah, because this is wider. This is more than just I'm making the decisions in a restaurant. There's other aspects to this and there's the other connotations of being a softly spoken, mild-mannered woman.
Which you do not have to be in 2025.
No.
Be
absolutely
you.
Absolutely not. Exactly.
I mean, the thing is, you fit the mold. You are soft-spoken and mild-mannered, but you don't have to be all the time, and I've seen you not be. And I'd be kind of concerned if that's what you always thought you had to be.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you just have to be you. That's...
Dear.
Women are allowed to be loud.
Yes.
It's okay. And sometimes we have to be louder to men or louder than men in order to be heard.
There was that whole sketch, isn't it? Is it the Fast Show or one of those shows where the woman has the ideas and her male colleagues just completely ignore them until one of them actually says it as if they came up with it. And they go, oh, yeah, that's brilliant.
Well, that still happens all the time.
Of course it does.
But yeah, absolutely.
But that sketch, I remember seeing that some years ago. Just being like, huh, that's a thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah.
People, be nice to people. That's all. And can we treat each other with a little bit of respect?
Exactly.
Maybe. I mean, they do, clearly. They think that's being respectful to one another. But I think it's just enabling bad habits.
Yeah.
In my mind.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. Certainly not for us.
It is not. Couples. In the comments, please. Tell us your thoughts on this princessly behaviour, if you can even call it that.
Yeah.
I want to know whether you guys do that, or whether you, in the blind relationship, for example, if you do what we do, we get someone to order because you're just ordering anyway, so, you know.
Just for ease, I guess.
I think it is. It's just kind of like an ease of use thing. Mm. And like you said, sometimes they'll ask what drink, and I might change my mind.
Because I'm not making the decisions for you.
Oh, come on.
I'm just speaking.
Make them all the time. The thing is, it wouldn't work for you because you're just not a very decisive person most of the time.
No, that's true. And I get bored of, like, tired of making decisions. I decide what we eat every day of the week because I do the shopping. Like, I ask you guys, but then I get that.
So are you treating us all like prince and princesses in your house? Is that what it is?
Maybe.
Fine.
Maybe. No, I think that's just what happens when you're a mum.
Yeah.
Or the parent that, you know, does the shopping and cooking. That's just what happens.
That's it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fine.
Well, that's all I have to say.
Good.
On the matter.
That's all I've got. I'm annoyed now.
Well, this will make you smile. Our Strunge news
Go
story.
On then.
So this is about an aquarium in Japan. I'm not going to try and say the town because it's tricky. But when this aquarium was closed for renovations, there was one lonely sunfish, which are huge, by the way. Like you think a sunfish, they sound quite small and cute, right? They're absolutely ginormous. he was lonely and he stopped eating because he was distressed at the sudden absence of all the human caretakers. So the staff taped photos of their faces onto the tank, and the next day the fish started eating again.
Ah, that's actually nice.
Isn't it? He was just sad and lonely.
I can imagine.
So they put up some little pictures and then he felt better.
Oh, what a lovely story.
Yeah. See? Much better.
It is actually. And then they cooked him and ate him. No, they didn't.
Oh, no.
Never even heard of a sunfish.
They are absolutely huge. It would feed the 5,000, I'm telling you.
Right.
Huge fish.
The princess of fish.
Well, yeah.
The king of fish.
King of fish, because he's big.
But you know what? I don't have a problem treating you like a queen.
That's okay.
So with that mindset, I shall take the washing upstairs in the basket. Cool. Job done.
Thank you.
Sad face. All right, then. Well, it's been nice to have you along with us. If you're new, welcome. If you're not new, welcome back. Because I got told off for saying old.
Oh, really?
Mock told off, really. It wasn't really, but yeah. So, not new.
Also, we did want to say, didn't we, about if you are listening on like Apple or
Spotify
or anything, to please follow, I think it is now. I don't think it's subscribe on that anymore.
No, it's not. It's follow.
It's follow.
And leave a rating.
That would be amazing.
Just like an Amazon review. Could you do that?
Because it really helps us know what people are liking or...
Yeah.
You know. And always send ideas if there are things that you want us to talk about.
Ooh, that was a point.
Questions.
We were going to say, we wanted to do like an Ask Us.
We would love to do an Ask Us for people that have questions, but we need to sort of collate them together.
So yeah.
We need...
10, 20 questions.
Yeah.
So we need 10
Not
or 20
Not that you
comments.
Have to come up with... 10 questions yourself, like one person.
But come up with as many as you want answered, and if we can answer them, we will.
Yeah.
Anything crazy, sensitive, we'll have to send to our lawyers. But we want to do an Ask Us Anything episode at some point.
We do.
An AUA, because it's not just an Ask Me, because there's two of us.
Yeah.
So let's do it. That'd be really fun.
Definitely.
Okay, well, that's 42 done and dusted. We will see you for 43 in a week's time. And that will be so close to us leaving.
It's a month today.
It is.
Our trip.
We're very
calendar
excited
month,
about it.
Because we actually leave on a Monday. But
yeah, calendar month.
Yeah.
But we're super excited and we're just starting to plan now. So it's really fun. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, and everybody else in between, see you next time.
Bye.